You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, you might be aware that government has gazetted new regulations governing the labelling of meat analog products. That's things like plant-based burgers, sausages and nuggets. Now, while the proposals are less extreme than earlier drafts, I'm told, that sought to ban everyday food terms altogether, the new rules are still going to prohibit plant-based producers from using descriptors that closely mimic meat. So what am I talking about? Well, no more chicken-style burger or vegan sausage. The aim, say regulators, is to avoid misleading consumers, but some critics are arguing this actually confuses the public even more and also stifles innovation in the growing plant-based sector. So let's discuss this now from ProVeg, and I'm joined by Donovan Will. And let's take a look at the implications of these new rules and what they mean for producers, for retailers and consumers. So Donovan, a very warm welcome, and maybe your initial reaction to the regulations as they stand. Is this progress or maybe just a watered-down version of an idea that was not going to fly in the first instance?
Well, we definitely have to admit that it's a big step in the right direction compared to trying to ban words like burger, nugget, and sausage, which I think the public was completely outraged about. But I think that we're still missing the point. And the point is that the regulations are there to protect consumers. And this seems to us to clearly be something that's been driven by the meat industry to protect themselves. And like you said, it's not making it simpler for consumers to get products that are labeled clearly.
So I guess it begs the question, would there be any evidence that consumers would be confused by terms like chicken style or vegan sausage?
We have been asking for that ever since the 2022 decision to try and ban these products or ban names like burger for vegetarian products. But we haven't seen a shred of evidence that anyone is being confused. We've spoken to retailers, especially the big retailers in South Africa. They're selling these products along with the frozen veg in almost every circumstance, and we don't see any evidence that anyone is being confused.
So, Donovan, regulators say the aim is to protect consumers. Protect us from what?
Yeah, so that's the thing where we are disagreeing, because I think the idea is that we're protecting consumers from buying the wrong product. But in reality, what else are we going to call a product if we have a nugget that looks like a chicken nugget, tastes like a chicken nugget, has a very similar nutrition profile to a chicken nugget? If we have to call it something else, it's very hard for someone to know what it is. So if we're looking for a product that's mimicking a chicken nugget, why aren't we allowed to call it a plant-based chicken style? And we can make sure that the word plant-based is the biggest, or the word soy-based, and just have that descriptor or chicken flavor. In the same way that we have chicken flavor so many other things, why can't we have a chicken-flavored nugget?
So, Donovan, would it be your contention then that plant-based producers such as yourself are being held to a different standard than traditional food sectors when it comes to labeling?
Well, I think a big part of the issue is that the reason that there are such stringent regulations in the meat industry, and I think there should be, is that we have seen so many cases with labeling scandals, where we have products being labeled as beef, but they're actually water buck or donkey or horse. And so I think to try and, use that same rationale to the plant-based sector to try and imply that we're purposely misleading people, I think that's the difference. We're not purposely trying to mislead people. If you look at all of the packaging in South Africa, most of it has more than one place on the front that says plant-based or vegetarian or meat-free or vegan. And so we're being held to the same standard, but for completely different reasons.
You spoke about the meat industry and it's possibly behind this lobbying. Is it fair to say that this is maybe part of a broader, even global pushback from meat and dairy lobbies against plant-based alternatives, which are really starting to find traction?
Yeah, yes, it's definitely fair to say. And we've had some pretty good constructive conversations with the meat lobby. And they're not hiding the fact that they are behind this. They are calling for these regulations. And there are some points that we definitely agree on. And we did agree. There was a call from the department to ask stakeholders if we think that new regulations were needed. And the vast majority of respondents from the meat side and from the plant-based side said, yes, we do need new regulations. But what we were asking for is that if this is the plant-based food sector, we should be the ones coming up with the regulations to start with. And unfortunately, it seems like the biggest input has been from the meat industry onto regulations for a different industry. And we think that was a little bit unfair. Obviously, there has been some discussions, But I think when we look, the plant-based industry doesn't have the same lobby groups. We're a new industry. We don't have a big plant-based food association in South Africa like the meat companies do. And so we just haven't had the same input that we think we deserve.
Maybe it's time for that organization to start being set up.
Yeah, 100%. And we are busy working on that. Unfortunately, you know, it's one of those things where we also don't have the same funding as those bigger industries. So that's one of the things we're really asking the government for is, why are we stifling an industry that can be creating jobs, that can be helping to mitigate climate change, that can be making healthier food? We're stifling it instead of supporting it. And so, yeah, we're looking for the government, and we're looking for private sector to be more supportive rather than trying to, you know, treat us as if we're trying to do something nefarious.
Are you able to give me a sense of impact as far as the sector is concerned? Are there numbers available as to the contribution so far of the plant-based industry on the economy?
So it's very difficult to give exact numbers. And part of that's because we haven't been categorizing these products in a certain way in every retailer the same. So it is difficult. But what we can say is that there has already been a definite impact from these regulations. We've seen companies that are importing products that have gone out of business because of uncertainty around this. And we must remember that, you know, we can talk about the local effect, but remember, we're making regulations here that impact the import market, impact the export market. So when we have products from our biggest trade partners like America, Germany, China, they're making products that use common sense labeling. And now we're saying to those countries, no, you can't use those names here. You're going to have to change your labeling if you want to have your product in South Africa, which we've already seen in cases like Beyond Meat changing their labels. But that does not make us more attractive to international investors. It makes us a lot less attractive.
So I wonder what this says then about South Africa's ability to embrace food innovation and, as you've suggested, climate smart eating.
Yeah, 100%. And that's, again, what we're asking for is when we look around the world, we can see huge examples in other countries, in countries like New Zealand and in Denmark and even the UK, where the government is getting behind these initiatives and putting money into research and development, putting money into incubators to get these startups going. And we're just not seeing that in South Africa. Again, where we could be spending money on creating more jobs, we have bureaucrats busy over-regulating new sectors, and I don't think it's the best use of taxpayers' money.
It's going to be very interesting to talk to the Department of Agriculture on the story, something that I plan to do. Donovan Will, thank you very much indeed from ProVeg. I do appreciate your time.